You Iranians, to form a union and for this union to take shape, must definitely join these 30 million restart followers. 5 years ago on Goodnight Iran, I said that in the future we will not give the government to a single opposition. We must have seven oppositions and sow division among them so we can rule over them. It's that simple. One of these could be the monarchists. Another opposition, the Republicans. Another, the Labour Party, that are in conflict with each other. The more they fight, the more we profit. Now, go ahead and keep watching your soap operas. It is like the year 1977 to 78, and the country is going up in smoke. Sit and watch your serials. Your only way of salvation, dear compatriot, is this very restart. Unite and stand behind the restart opposition and join these 30 million. Welcome to the 107th Restart Program. Now, keep watching your serials. Welcome. Welcome to the 107th Restart Program. Again, we apologize that these petty squabbles and political talk must be broadcast in the greatest program of the last 700 years until now. It is regrettable, but we are forced to, because many restart followers don't even listen to Goodnight Iran. Listen to Goodnight Iran this week too. It is very important, very important. In Goodnight Iran, about 4 to 5 years ago, I announced that giving this government, or any government in the world, to a single opposition means absolute dictatorship. We have had no good people among politicians until now, except for maybe 1 or 2%. Those politicians like Gandhi, for example, they weren't politicians by that name. They were broadcasting restart to the people. If they became the savior of India, it was only because they broadcast restart. The people's intellect was shaken. The point is, we must have seven oppositions in the future, dear compatriot. These seven must always be fighting each other, and you must learn in the future how to create conflict between them, when to kiss them, when to curse them, when to read their newspaper, when not to, when to vote, when not to. If you want to eat a couple more walnuts and some honey during these few days of life and have a more comfortable bed, the way is what we are telling you. Now, if you don't want to listen or join these 30 million, nothing will happen to the restart followers. You yourself will later be upset that in the worst conditions of Iran's era, you watched serials, laughed, ha ha, and went on recreation. It is exactly like 1977 to 78, and foreign countries are trying, they've set up their media to give the country to one person so they can devour 50 to 60% of it. They will wail. The claws of the oil seekers won't reach Iran. How many barrels of oil, gold and mines and all this human resources and the country's soil, how would they let you take it all? Unless, as has happened throughout history when a program like Restart was broadcast 700 years ago and during the era of Cyrus, it managed to mobilize the people and foreign countries were forced into silence and handed the countries over to their nations. Only such a thing is possible. Your aim is that I become a sacrifice on your path. You steal the heart to take the soul from me. Slowly, slowly. When your love dwelled in my heart and took the city of my heart from me, it freed me from my own being. Slowly, slowly. He is explaining the method of falling in love. He says how he crossed this valley of love. Slowly it pulled me in. It attracted me, wrapped the rope around me, and I went forward. Faiz Kashani says, by love I set my heart, and from this world I became at peace. I severed the thread of the soul from the body, slowly, slowly. I severed the threads of my soul from my body, so that the soul is connected to the body with some threads. We must see where in the body they are. When our eyes are opened, what do we see that these people talk about and you and I don't understand? From so much imagining you, I became you from head to toe. You came bit by bit. I left slowly, slowly. He says, beautiful one, you bound us and brought us. This is your grace. Do you know why he does this? He says no. He says because your aim is that I become a sacrifice on your path. You want to make me a lover. I became you from head to toe. Look at me now. It's exactly like a container where water slowly leaves and air comes in, or air is in it, and you slowly pour water in and the air leaves. He says, I, meaning this air, leaves, and who comes in? The water of life comes in. I surrendered soul and heart to you and vanished from the midst myself. This is the station of annihilation. What a man this face Kashani is. Here he flaunts his power against the Sufis, not a nobody like Hosseini. See the power in this speech. You must have power to speak such words. I surrendered soul and heart to you and vanished from the midst myself. I withdrew my foot from your alley. Slowly, slowly, the world was filled with the words of fees and the hidden roguishness. I became the legend of every assembly. Slowly, slowly, he flaunts it. Fees Kashani flaunts the greatness he found within. This is very important. That is why suddenly Rumi screams, Attar traversed the seven cities of love. He is saying it with a scream. He is shouting. You think he is just saying a poem? Our nation is still stuck behind the turn of a single alley. Move it. He is shouting like this, and you and I don't see it. Like when we scream at politicians in the square to wake up, he is saying this. Attar traversed the seven cities of love, and you and I are still stuck at the first turn. Move it, bro, move it. Thank you for listening to this program. I leave you to grace. To the grace that might help, may a grace come. And if grace came to you and me, but the grace that comes does not leave. Because slowly, slowly, when the water comes inside me, the water of life, the air goes out. So that much water remains in me. So let us connect to a grace so that when it comes, the I goes, even if by an epsilon. Thank you for listening to this program. Until another program, farewell. The matrix opens for you. The virtual world moves aside. You see where is where, who is who, why is why. The further you go, the harder your task gets. The game gets harder. You become so powerful that suddenly they say, this, chivalrous one. Three or four clans of complete humans throughout history, three or four of them have had the title gentleman. One is Ayub, one is Ilya, son of Imran, meaning Ali, son of Talib, whom the Muslims stuck to themselves, stealing the bead to make a religion for themselves. One is Joseph. They reach the station of chivalry. These Sufis, when they enter the complete human, they see the universe. How? That's why you don't understand the soul. Because the soul is simultaneously in time and non-time. It is placeless. We go to accept. Rumi says the greatest degree of Sufism is that you go to the no place. So we have a place and a no place. We must go to that no place. Place means time. Place means location. Place means what you are in. A computer never goes to adjust Wikipedia on its own, but Wikipedia is inside it. Google never does whatever it wants on its own, but billions of photos are in it. Your brain and mine don't have the capacity to carry the names and photos of every person on Earth or memorize millions of lines of Wikipedia right now. But I created this computer and it memorizes it. They call it a hard drive. Where is this hard drive in you and me? Kilobytes, megabytes, what is this? How is it gathered? Where in me? Where in you? Who starts this hard drive? Who adjusts its photography? Who adjusts what to remember? For example, you might remember if your father slapped your ear as a child. You remember you loved your cousin, but you don't remember where it was. What did their house look like? Where was the kitchen? The brain automatically erases many things from the past. When can these be brought back? It's scientific. I can put a human to sleep, connect two wires, and take their photos, where they went, what they did, who they were with until adulthood. I can bring it all out and make 300 films from it. Like the soul? Where does it go? Why do you die? These are very important questions. So Sufis don't die this way. Why? Because they reach a place that is deathless. I will read a poem by Fayz Kashani. See what he says. Regarding the complete human, he says, "Slowly, slowly, O heart stealer, with your art, you took my heart away. Slowly, slowly, you emptied me of my own self. You pull the soul toward yourself with the fever you cast in the heart, like one who twists a rope, slowly, slowly." He says resan means rope. He says you wrap this rope around me in a way you pull me forward with such charm that I don't realize it myself. And such people are called complete human. And whoever reaches this station, the people of the world receive much help and assistance from him. Because just as the intellects and souls of the higher world are influential, in this lower world he is also influential. And in this lower world, whoever seeks help from him, he gives help. And his resolve and effects are present both in the affairs of this world and the hereafter. And if I wanted to read this to explain, and if after his death they go to his grave for pilgrimage and seek help, they shall find help. The manner of visiting and praying is such that one goes to the tomb of such a person, stands at a distance, and turns toward that tomb. Meaning, you can't just go forward and touch it. You must stand at a distance. He turns toward that tomb, and in that hour he turns away from all things and makes the mirror of the heart pure and clean until the soul of the visitor meets the soul of the visitor through the medium of the grave. He is saying a very important point. When you go to Saadi's grave, Nasafi says he listens to your words. Mr. Hosseini, can you explain what this means?
Yes, I gave the explanation, but you didn't pay attention. He whose heart is revived by love shall never die. It's that simple. Before they die, Muslims have a saying, Mutu qabla an tamutu, meaning die before you die. These people died 5,000 times before they actually died. They don't die anymore. This is one of the most effective secrets. When you enter Saadi, Saadi is there. How can one see Saadi? He says he can be seen. Yes, he can. Sufis will never die. I haven't talked about the complete human yet. Sufis means Saadi, Rumi, let alone the complete human. He says the complete human in the universe never dies. What does doesn't die mean? It's scientific. Energy transforms from one state to another, but is not destroyed. You consider death as destruction. I consider death as destruction. But this being, the complete human, under no circumstances ever dies. Sufis come and place themselves within this being and start traversing 18,000 worlds. How? Very simple. You, who become restarted tonight, find the complete human and the task they give you. Your focus becomes like a lens on something that sets it on fire. When that is given to you, slowly, slowly, when the veil is lifted, what things shall they do? You will understand everything. Every word that comes out of the mouth of Azizuddin Nasafi has billions and billions of thoughts behind it, because he says nothing unless it is revealed to him. Nature and property. Property is very different. You know an apple, you know the material of the apple, the angelic of the apple, the power of the apple, and you know the property of the apple. If you divide an apple into three parts and dip it in honey, lung cancer is cured. If you throw it in vinegar, what happens? If you don't eat it, what happens? If you chew the skin but don't swallow, the property. This isn't from a PhD. This is from Azizuddin Nasafi, who 500 years before Darwin gave his theory, relatively. The world is confused by Darwin. He took a drop of science and threw it out. Darwin picked it up, and the world is looking at Darwin like a carrot. We are talking about Azizuddin Nasafi. Hey, when his name comes, the world must stop. Gabriel stops. Don't joke about him. Gabriel stands for him, meaning that the great computer stops. The sign of the complete human is that nothing of the material, the angelic, the power, and the first origin remains hidden from him. He knows and sees the totality of things, and the totality of wisdom, nature, property, and the reality of things as they are, meaning he both knows and sees. to understand what I mean. He knows the staff of Moses. Then when it becomes a dragon, he sees it. Meaning he knows this staff in Moses' hand can also become a dragon. Right now he knows Hosseini's microphone and what they are. Reality means this. Moses let one go and passed 700,000 or 800,000 people through the water, blowing Pharaoh away with the greatest intelligence agency of the universe, meaning Pharaoh, blew them away. No matter how much the opposition screamed that the empire of Sufism is coming, it came. No matter how much other countries tried, the empire of Sufism came, and Moses let go of the staff and poured it into the structure and thought of the world. Why? Because the beautiful one wants it, and the beautiful one does whatever he wants. He knows and sees the reality of things, and just as others see the souls of prophets, saints, and angels in their sleep. Many have seen Jesus in their sleep. Many have seen Ali, son of Talib. Many have seen Zoroaster. He says those who see in their sleep, and just as others see the souls of prophets, saints, and angels in their sleep and speak with them and seek help and assistance from them, he sees the souls of prophets, saints, and angels while awake. He can speak in the vacuum. Why? Because some of these beings, like angels, are without air in their structure. He speaks with them and seeks help and assistance from them. This is the meaning of discovery, revelation, and inspiration. And such a person is called a complete human. And whoever reaches this station, the people of the world shall receive much help and assistance from him. So you must reach this station to tell someone to pull their headscarf forward or to pray or not to pray. That's why all religious scholars say you cannot pray without being a follower, meaning there must be someone from God who can tell you to pray, because your prayer doesn't give you growth. Someone from NASA must give permission for you to enter NASA. And because of this, the perspective of these wise ones is very different from yours and mine. But the restart followers, meaning those like you and me, one of the friends asked, "Are you the leader of the restart followers?" I said, "No, I am not the leader of the restart followers. The restart followers haven't found the complete human yet. They listen to the program, but when they find the complete human, it becomes restart. When it becomes restart, they know what to do. They have a leader. Their duty is clear. And I've explained the smell of the people, the masses in this program. Please don't make such jokes. Sometimes I see people saying he is a Sufi and so on. Please don't make these jokes. A Sufi has a rank. If you make these jokes, the first person who should laugh is me. When I am laughing myself at you calling me a Sufi, don't make this joke with me anymore. All those who become restarted, meaning they find the complete human in a dream or while awake, and then they go to the complete human and receive something from him. A graft is made in their heart or within them that makes their fruit sweet. These restarted ones who have found him, whether woman or man, can easily become a prophet after a while of doing what he tells them to do. Prophet is the simplest movement in restart. Revelation can reach them, or inspiration can reach them. That is why in all religions they said what we reveal to the ant, when revelation arrives, it means one is a prophet. When he is revealed to Moses' mother, it means she is a prophet for herself. So it's very simple. There is no man or woman in restart at all. This big joke of man and woman is only for religions, only. So any lady can become a prophet tomorrow. The prophet is the simplest movement in internal inspirations. It goes into the degrees of the Sufi with the station of the pure one. And it's clear. You want to make wine, you must take the grape and squeeze it well. The internal dregs of that human are thrown into the trash, and what comes out of the other side is pure. They call it pure one, which is the same as Sufi, and in the past many called them philosophers who reached this station. Their degrees, For example, Hafez never has the station of Faiz Kashani in Sufism. He never has the station of Rumi and Shams. This is a very important point, but Hafez is a Sufi. Let's go to Aziz Uddin Nasafi and read what he says about the soul, revelation, and inspiration. Aziz Uddin Nasafi, a great scientist whom you love to call scientist, and a great Sufi. O Dervish, the sign of the complete human is that nothing of the material, the dominion, the power, and the first origin remains hidden from him. The material means exactly what religions say. He told Gabriel to go and bring a bit of soil from the entire universe. That is the material. He says nothing of the material, the angelic, the power, and the first origin remains hidden from him. He is defining the complete human, so our duty becomes clear. In the midst of this, he knows and sees the totality of things, and the totality of wisdom, nature, property, and the reality of things. Forgive me, ladies, for speaking this way. It's what religions are saying. And the atheists say the same. Remember, the atheist tells you, get naked so we can see more. Micus, whether you see it or not, atheists have no perspective toward you either. They don't give you a solution. One says, cover your head. The other says, take it off. They don't give a solution. Then we go to the great world countries and see that no pope has been a woman, and yet everyone is obedient to the pope. The Christians, the cardinals, the priests. Anyway, Adam was outside of God. Then it gets more interesting. A being. One says it was a snake, another says a scorpion, another says something else. Let's call it Satan. Satan is also outside of God. Satan comes and fools Eve. Firstly, he must fool the woman. It's more logical, more attractive for a romantic story that the lady gets fooled because men are so smart they never get fooled. First the lady gets fooled, then the man. That story is beautiful too. And when you look closely, you see a being named God exists who has things outside of him. So this outside is another God. Thus we have two gods. We have a God who is outside of God and a God who is inside God. Look, if I tell you turn off the TV, then a TV is outside of me and you are outside of me. One is that the control is outside of me, and another is the distance you have to turn it off. It's a command. You must turn it off. So, what happens to this be and it is? When you are outside of me, does God have an outside and an inside? We are explaining this with the simplicity of Socratic mathematics. Don't confuse yourself. All religions say this. So a being exists outside of God, which becomes the outside of God. This outside might be bigger than God. How do we know? The reason is, he says to Gabriel, go, search, find the soils and bring them. You must be very big to pick up the soils and bring them. It's outside of God. So it's clear God is sitting on a chair in a corner and they go outside, find things and bring them, and he can't help or do anything. This one goes and fools that one. That one is naked. That one eats the tree, picks the apple. God has nothing to do with it up to this point. She eats the apple. She bites. He bites. And suddenly something happens. They understand each other. They must kiss. Then God says, aha, now we kiss. In the middle of this, there was no one to say to God, my beautiful one, why didn't you say don't eat? Why didn't you prevent it? Why did you put such a tree there for us to be fooled? And what is this being? Why did you put the tree there at all? Why did you send this one to fool us? Thousands of billions of years go by without an answer. In religions, no question can be answered, except in restart. That is why the people of the world know nothing about the soul. They don't know why they dream of being in a certain street, and then they haven't seen that street. But they go there and see it's correct, the alley is correct, and Zarikanum is in that alley. They go and knock and ask, are you Zarikanum? She says, yes. They say, oh my, I saw a true dream. Or inspiration. Let me give a small explanation about inspiration so you know. Around the complete human are the Sufis and the wise ones. the wise ones refers to people. It makes no difference if they are girl or boy, who have passed certain degrees and possess very, very specific and strange knowledge.
So within me, the stone or mineral, whatever exists in the world, exists. Whatever is on Mars must be in me. Rumi says then, the plant must be in me, the animal must be in me. This is the path of Mr. Rumi's perspective. So these particles were stuck together. How? Now, what computer system was this? What space was it? Where they connected a being with soil from the universe, from wherever it was. Added water, made it clay, created a being, and then God, meaning Hugh, breathed the soul of Ilya into this being. So it is clear that this being, Adam, is a being into which a soul was breathed from somewhere, meaning this soul must be outside of this Adam. Imagine he made a doll like Pinocchio. If you pay close attention to the story of Pinocchio, you'll understand the subject better. It's a mystical story. The author of Pinocchio has a mystical perspective. He made a doll, did carpentry from soil and wood, and then a soul that is not in this thing is breathed into it. And this earthly being, which has electrons, a nucleus, protons, whatever you think, empty space or whatever, this being moved. Now, where did this soul come from? That is a question. Where was this sleeping? That is a question. All of this is a very important blasphemy toward HU. I mean, if God breathed into man, then man is outside of God. Does God have an outside to breathe into? Then God is called into question. I mean, Hugh is called into question, let alone that Hugh means God. The perspective of religion says to Gabriel, go. So Gabriel must go somewhere. God didn't tell him in religions, they don't say, that God told Gabriel, come and search inside me and bring soil. There is no such talk. It says, go and search the world and bring soil. Well, from the very beginning of religions, blasphemy starts, number one. We have a HU named God who has an outside named Gabriel. Who are those outside of God in religions? One is Gabriel, two is the entire universe. This is what it's saying. Religions are saying it, meaning all beings, all of Mars is outside of God. The Milky Way is outside of God. Whatever you see in the world is outside of that God. Why? Because Gabriel searched in it. This is a very important point. The fact that Gabriel searched the world to bring soil indicates time, meaning a time exists, an event happened in time for Gabriel, meaning Gabriel is a being who is both in non-time and in time. Then there was a tree, and Eve came later, who was not God. He made her from that. Religions say this. What does this mean? It means that some people say women's rank is much lower. But in Restart, we understood it's not like that. Moses' mother was one of the greatest Sufis and the great prophets in history. But when you talk about prophets, religions speak in a way as if it's exclusive to men. Why? So they can kiss women, take advantage, play tricks on them, fool them, take them to the disco, bring them back. When you can hit a woman in the mouth, silence her, she no longer rises up, she doesn't think, she doesn't reflect. Then they say women are stupid. It's very good. Men earn an income. Among all these animals and beings that are our subordinates, like this table and sofa, women are among them too. Very interesting. A consumer commodity. Let's go back to the story of religions from the beginning. From program 200 onwards, the whole story changes again. As I said, the further we go, everything changes. The shape of hell changes. The shape of creation changes. The reason is that as we go further, you and I get more from Restart and realize what these pieces arranged in the structure of Restart are. When we spoke of the chain, you all understood that the individual currently in the universe is the same Adam that they are talking about. The language makes no difference between them, and these are beads of a rosary behind one another connected by a single thread. They named this thread Wa'tasimu bihablillah, meaning, and hold fast to the rope of Allah.
let us cling to this rope, wala tafarraku, meaning, and do not be divided, which the Muslims say, the Christians say, and the Jews say. Religions are saying that the way of salvation is only through that man at that time. From that date onwards, it's in someone else's hands until this date. Well, what happens to the soul in the middle? What about dreams? What about inspiration? These are very important questions. We explain creation from the beginning through religions. What do religions say about creation? Religions say that God, meaning Hu, gave a command to Gabriel. Now, this is a very interesting question. So God created Gabriel first, according to religions. But in the restart program, you understood that God, meaning Hu, created a being named Ilya. Everything was created from Ilya. That's one of the secrets in this story. Anyway, religions say he called Gabriel and said, "Ye go and bring soil from the universe." It's very simple. So it's clear Gabriel must go somewhere to bring soil. He took the soil. I'm telling the story of religions, dear listener. If you laugh now, it's okay. The description is comedic, but the concept might be different. Then they say Gabriel went and took soil from the world and brought it, and he put some water in this soil. Religions say we don't know, and he turned it into clay. With this clay, he began making the frame of a being. He named this being Adam. So Gabriel went and brought soil, mixed it with water, they call it the water of life, and made a shape and named it Adam. Religions say after he made this Adam, he breathed into him and then said, prostrate. They are speaking the words of Sufism, but they don't understand it. All the elements of the Mendeleev table are in Adam. It's a discovery. Whatever is in the universe, they took its soil and stuck it together, and a being was created. Rumi says, I died from the mineral and became a plant. If not, every politician abroad, first of all, everyone here knows each other's secrets, but you in Iran don't know. Now, as we move forward in Goodnight Iran, it gets more dangerous, intensely more dangerous. We have no problem with anyone. Whoever does not want to be part of these seven oppositions in the future should consider themselves nothing. We will tear them apart. We will attack them. The country cannot be a single party system. I am like this. This is just how I am. There is no I, ego. Restart has come as the savior of the Iranian nation. It will have no mercy on anyone. So either these 6 to 7 oppositions must unite against a pharaoh or a dictatorial government, which is the best way, or if they think they are everything and others are nothing, we will consign those 6 to 7 oppositions to the trash heap. We will attack them. We don't want to show mercy to anyone. Either the oppositions must be disciplined and unite. The 7 oppositions we introduce will be presented to you by Restart. Otherwise, be sure 1979 will repeat because they've been told they must give up 50%. I am under no group. I am with no one. These are jokes. They are all together, all in each other, all between each other. Only you should know this. Only you and I must not be fooled. Whatever we pass by, the words of the friend are sweeter. In previous Restart programs, we explained that the universe has a very vast soul that we do not know. From the great Sufis like Aziz Odin Nasafi, Saadi, Hafez, Rumi, Khayyam, people who will be very useful for the future of Iran, even if you don't think about it. It's very interesting. You don't think about the air, but it's useful for you. Each of these people gave fresh air to the country of Iran over these several thousand years. And you are using it without realizing that this is from the gem-scattering lips of Saadi or the gem-scattering lips of Rumi. It is the love of Rumi that spoke such poems. As we move forward, for those of you who understand the subject better, anyway, because the future has an empire of Sufism and the networks and oppositions will be its subordinates, you must slowly realize where your perspective and vision regarding Rumi and Saadi stands, so that 200 or 300 years from now you aren't fooled again. Surely the future generations, the youth, will remind you that the way of salvation is Saadi, Rumi, Plato, Galen, Socrates, and other greats.